Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Just a couple of things before we get started. A reminder that the service is being recorded. Also, if you're in the back, you're willing to move up front to make space for latecomers, that's appreciated. Not a big deal. I think we've got enough seats, but that's just always a thing. And also, if you are expecting, we have kids downstairs who are going to come in shortly. If you're making way for a child to sit next to you, make sure you leave space next to you so they have a place to sit, because they're going to not leave. They're gonna stay with us today, which is really, really cool. I'm going to stand up here and fill time until I get a nod from kid wranglers that they are all set. We'll see what happens. Did you hear the one up? No, that's it. Yeah. Oh, we went to the Pride Fest, which is a big. I think it's one of the largest Pride gatherings in the world or in the country. Okay, there's kids. Hold on. And we did blessings, so we had a booth set up, and there was four or five interfaith clergy there the whole time, and it was beautiful. There was a lot of people that shared a lot of pains and traumas, and also a lot of people that just were happy to have a blessing and be blessed and to be seen, and that was it was beautiful. My partner was part of the group that set that up, and they've been doing it every year. They couldn't do it for COVID, but it was a really good thing. Are kids out there now? All right. Is that wrangling children, or they're ready to go? So, did you hear the one about the, no? Kids are amazing. Hopefully, you're able to enjoy some of the art around. Okay. If you notice the artwork around the room, this is the bodies of the kids and their interpretations of who they are and what's important, so that's kind of fun. And I think we can take it away. Let's do it. What number is this? 361. Enter, rejoice, and come in. And you're invited to stand if you are willing and able. And sing loudly.
You can find your seats with your parents if you'd like. Morning, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Alice Mant, and my pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm the Director of Religious Exploration here at Prairie. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us and how we may perceive others. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender identity, family structure, age, or abilities. We have a few announcements. See the paper and emailed order of service for additional events. First announcement is we put the lost and found on a table in the foyer, so please glance past that on your way out, see if you have anything there. We are sharing our offering for this quarter with the Catalyst Project, a small community of up to 3 single moms and their young kids who have experienced homelessness. Catalyst offers collaborative problem solving, trauma-informed mentoring, and client-specific therapeutic intervention. The Catalyst Project was founded on the belief that the wisdom of those grossly mistreated by our society and its discriminatory systems is essential to creating a society that serves all of its people. The next meeting of the Humanist Union will be today, June 5th, from 11:45 to 12:45 here in the meeting house. We will hear UW student Declan Daly talk about the how and why of effective altruism. He is the vice president of the campus group Effective Altruism, UW-Madison. Also, it's not too late to sign up for UUA General Assembly. This year's GA will be held in Portland, Oregon, and online. It begins on June 22nd and ends on June 26th. Our participation in GA enriches us personally and builds our congregational knowledge. Prairie has money in our budget to support our members who choose to attend, especially those who are willing to serve as delegates. Please let Dan Clock know if you are attending, even if you are not making a request, so that we can get all of the attendees in touch with each other.
One more
busy bag.
There's also another busy bag in the corner if anyone needs it. Next, I'm going to welcome some of the teachers up for chalice lighting.
Okay. Across the generations, we have carried the flame. We fought the injustice, sang the songs, spoke for truth, and built something lasting. We join in the line, and we carry the flame forward.
Brother. Across the generations, we are tending the flame. Hand in hand together, we share the work of fighting injustice, singing the songs, speaking the truth, and we are here to build something lasting. We join in the line and we carry the flame forward.
Across the generations, we have been nourished by this flame. We are singing new songs, breaking old barriers, sharing in the work. And as we find our own space in what has been, we are here to make space for the next person as well. We join in the line and we carry the flame forward.
Across the generations, this flame comes to us. We are here for the songs, for the justice, and for the community sharing the work. We are here now, too, to build something new and lasting. We are ready for a new day together. We join in the line and we carry the flame forward.
Thank you, amazing ones. Today's story for all ages is The Circles Around Us by Brad Montague, and it'll be read by Alice.
So, young or young at heart, come on up.
Like, if you marched in, march back up. So just one note, after the book is read, we will sing the children's recessional, which is in the back side of the gray hymnal. But young people, that's y'all, hey, this is for you. When they start singing, usually go out and go downstairs. Don't do that. Go back to your parents, okay? Good plan? Got it? Good? Yep. Okay, ready, break.
Testing.
All right, so the book today is called The Circles All Around Us. We begin by drawing a circle on the ground along each shoe. A safe little place for just one person. Nobody in this circle but you. You could keep that circle closed to everyone but yourself, but that would be like a library with just one book on the shelf. So let's draw a bigger circle for you and your family to share. Now you see what all can happen in a circle full of care. It becomes a happier circle, as more loved ones come to stay. And wouldn't it be even better if all your friends could come and play? So you stretch and draw your circle even bigger than it's been, and let a few more people know they're welcome to come in. In the circles all around us, everywhere that we all go, there's a difference we can make and a love we can all show. Yet, there are still so many outside the circle who are different in all they do. Though it feels slightly uncomfortable, we draw a bigger circle for them too. It doesn't mean the circle is easy. It can get harder the more we share. But wonderful things can happen when love is known and felt everywhere. They all have donuts, friendship donuts. As time passes, our eyes open, we see others we really care for, and that's when we ask ourselves, well, what's this circle really there for? So let us create bigger circles all around us for the rest of our days. Let our caring ripple out in a million little ways. In the circles all around us, everywhere that we all go, there's a difference we can make and a love we can all show. As our circles grow and grow, and we watch them wonder-eyed. Remember, the first circle started with just the love you hold inside. The end.
Yay. Yay. All right, let's sing our kids back to their seats. As you go, somebody help me sing. I'm not a singer. Hum, hum, hum. Okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah, that's better. We have some reflective music on an interlude entitled Boree by William H. Squire, and it's going to be performed by Luna Small, who just ran away. I don't know where Luna went. Well, there's a cello right there, I think. Let's see what happens. We need a roadie, yep. You know, the artists are always have to make a dramatic entrance, you know. Oh, I see. Okay. All right, take it away, Luna. Thank you, Luna. That was amazing. As a parent, I never cease to be amazed that you start out with this little bundle, and then you blink, and then all of a sudden they're concert musicians, and I just can't understand it. And as a minister, there's nothing better than seeing a whole giant group of little people that is becoming a cohort. That, as I know, there's a lot of people here that have raised kids and wants kids grow from an idea all the way out into adulthood. And this cohort that I saw here seems like the seeds to help this garden continue that tradition on in the future, which is kind of amazing. Our reading today is entitled "Receive, O Mystery, the Words of Our Hearts" by Lindsay Bates. If prayer worked like magic, if we knew the words that would guarantee prayer's power, I know what I would pray. Let life be always kind to our children. Let sorrow not touch them. Let them be free from fear. Let them never suffer injustice, nor the persecutions of the righteous. Let them not know the pain of failure, of a project, a love, a hope, or a dream. Let life be to them gentle and joyful and kind. If I knew the formula, that's what I'd pray. But prayer isn't magic, and life will be hard. So I pray for our children, with some hope for this prayer. May their knowledge of sorrow be tempered with joy. May their fear be well balanced by courage and strength. May the sight of injustice spur them to just actions. May their failures be teachers, that their spirits may grow. May they be gentle and joyful and kind. Then their lives will be magic and life will be good. So may it be. Blessed be. Amen. And now I'm going to hand it off to Alice, who is going to lead us in a transition ceremony.
First, I'd like to invite Luna Small up to speak.
I want you to take a second and look at me and make assumptions about me and answer a question for me. What do you think my gender identity is? If any of you thought I was trans, you would be right. However, I have a problem with saying I'm trans. 38% of people are likely to harass, stigmatize, and discriminate against trans people, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Trans people also face a lack of protection, lack of coverage for healthcare, lack of access to identity documents, poverty, and so many other issues. In 2013, GLAAD found that over half of LGBTQ+ homicide victims were trans women of color. Trans people are more likely to experience physical and sexual violence, threats, harassments, and poverty. GLAAD also found that 41% of surveyed trans people had attempted suicide, 75% felt unsafe in school, 73% were verbally harassed, 32% were physically harassed, and 16% were physically assaulted. And when you talk about school bathrooms and lockers, 63% and 52% avoided them, respectively. The Movement Advancement Project found that 23 states have laws banning bullying based on sexual orientation and sexual identity, and 25 states have no laws protecting LGBTQ+ youth. Meanwhile, Missouri and South Dakota have laws preventing schools and school districts from adding LGBTQ+ protections to anti-bullying policies. That means over half of the state governments in the United States are not supporting LGBTQ+ youth. So, what can you do to change this? Speak up. Talk to people in the trans community. Write to your policymakers on the local, state, and national levels to create and sponsor laws that support trans people. Create support groups. Listen to the people in the trans community because they know what they need. Remember how I said women of color, trans women of color, are more likely to be victims of homicide? Isn't that ironic? Because Marsha P. Johnson, a trans woman of color, was one of the prominent figures of the Stonewall riots and reportedly threw the first brick at them. Isn't it ironic considering Sylvia Rivera, also a trans female person of color, helped Marsha P. Johnson during, before, and after the riots by helping the trans community. Isn't that just ironic that these problems now happen when people like Marsha and Sylvia helped spark a movement for LGBTQ plus laws? Isn't that just so ironic?
I'd like to thank Luna for speaking from their heart. Luna, as you step forward into the next chapter, we send you with our fondest hopes and blessings. May life bring enough challenge to fuel your dreams, enough affirmation to honor your gifts, and enough nurture to give your spirit peace. Believe in your vision, follow your dreams, and always know that when you return to us, here you will find hands of friends.
Yes, Luna, as I said before, well, I didn't say this part, but it's been an honor serving on the board with you, getting your perspective, and it's been nice to finally meet you in the last couple of months, so that's been great. Our offering, now is the time in our service when we collect contributions to support the works of both this community and a local partner organization. And we are sharing our offering this quarter with the Catalyst Project, the small community of up to 3 single moms and their young kids who have experienced homelessness that we introduced during the announcements earlier. And while our helpers make their way around and collect our offering, Alice has prepared a musical slideshow with a few images of our community's children and youth enjoying themselves while they learned in yet another very unpredictable year of COVID adaptations. And you can begin to hear the lessons that they are learning, and you are beginning to see the outcomes that this community is able to get when you see the strong voices and clear-eyed vision that our youth have when they launch out into the world from here. So if we can get that going, getting all the prep set up. And Zoom helper, please stop the recording to help us maintain our children's safety and online privacy during this section. Thank you. So Alice has some small tokens of our appreciation for your tireless service to the next generation of this community, and also something for Luna as well.
All right. I want to take this opportunity to thank all the people who have volunteered with RE this year, specifically teachers and assistants who've shown immense patience with myself as I navigate and settle into my position at Prairie, and also with the starts and stops that the RE program has been forced to take due to the pandemic. The empathy and dedication of our volunteers provides the children and youth is truly amazing. Over the past year, I've seen thoughtfulness from the teachers when planning and enacting lessons and activities. I've seen that our teaching teams are tuned into the needs of their students, and I've seen our volunteers use their expertise and heart to navigate hiccups. The commitment, creativity, and capability of our volunteers has been tremendous and integral to the implementation of the RE program this year. We certainly have a talented and devoted bunch of folks serving the RE program here at Prairie. Teachers, thank you for all your love and care for the children and youth in this congregation. This is a real gift. The seeds of wisdom that you've planted will last a lifetime and will ripple out through relationships. It has been a joy working with you all this year. Because of you, our RE program is strong, meaningful, and laying a foundation for growing new UUs in a world that desperately needs them. And your tokens of appreciation did not come, but I'll get them to you next Sunday. But I do have a gift for Luna. Oh, I got Luna a tote bag with a chalice on it, a water bottle with a chalice on it, and a sticker so that she can put it in her dorm room, probably. Oh, and the teachers got some nice ceramic mugs that have the seven principles on them.
What was that?
About naming everybody.
Yeah, why don't you name all the teachers?
Sure. I'll name all the teachers, even the ones who aren't present. Jesse Garst, they were working with the teenies. Marie, Lynn, and Kathy Converse were working with the littles. With the bigs, we have Karen Deaton, Karen Lothgren, Casey Steinau, and Molly Plunkett. And then with the youth, we had Randy, Anne, Ann Pryor, Randy, Peggy, and Robin. And then Eileen Hankus helped with the teenies as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Alice, for all of your efforts this year. Yes. At this time, if you haven't stopped the recording again, stop it again.